Trump has spoken again. Just the truth. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Please download our application, CNT Live. Donald Trump's speech on Rise Up Africans. They are good in nothing else but making noise, dancing, marrying many wives, alcoholism, witchcraft, indulging in sex, pretending in church, jealousy, fighting and complaining of bad leadership, but, yet refuse to take a decisive action and protest to remove the brigands from position of power. Let us all accept the fact that the black man is a symbol of poverty, mental inferiority, laziness and emotional incompetence. To make the matter worse, he can do everything possible to defend his stupidity. Give them money for development and they will fight and create hatred and enmity for themselves. Drill oil wells for them and they will not have peace all the days of their life. See, for instance, what's happening in Nigeria, a country blessed with abundant resources, southern Sudan, Malawi, Republic of Congo with a very uneducated so-called President Felix Tshisekedi. Just to mention a few. This proves to anybody including a stupid fool that Africans do not know what they want. Isn't that plausible? They are like monkeys looking for already ripping banana all over the world. Therefore that the white man is created to rule the black man, Africans will always have daydreams. And here is the creature, black man, that lacks foresight but only sees what is near him and still fails to know what to do. A black man is stupid to the extent that he cannot plan for his life beyond a year. Therefore how can they develop and live longer? Corruption in the West, and China, is a big abomination, but in Africa, it's so huge that it is slowly becoming an acceptable way of life. Shame, isn't it? They sing and rejoice to their corrupt political leaders. They worship their scandal-ridden religious leaders like their gods. Lest you forget, these so-called Africans are praising, dancing and praying for the people that have impoverished them, and who comes to hide their loot here? Then which fool argues that the black man is not born a beggar, grows a beggar, looks a beggar, falls sick as a beggar and dies a beggar? This has been proven beyond reasoning. I wonder why even up to now most Africans still go to school by force, and those who are at school are just drug addicts who don't know what took them there. This is a pregnant stupidity in Africa. The body of Africans is a very fertile ground for all diseases in the world because they don't fear even HIV/AIDS. This leaves me with a question, are our eyes created the same with those Africans? I hear there are still cultures in Africa that prohibit them from using latrines, which is very annoying. They cried for independence but have failed to rule themselves. For sure being African is a very untreatable disease that even prayers are not enough. They have minerals but they cannot do anything with it. Therefore let us, whites, go to Africa and pick what we can pick and leave what is of no use. Poverty is a disease to the whites, but to the blacks it is very normal. Look at what is currently going on in Nigeria National Assembly. Legislators amending the constitution to favor themselves at the expense of 200 million Nigerians. Majority of these legislators are treasury looters who are intellectually barren but using the ill-gotten wealth to oppress the citizens of that great country. Also, look at what is currently going on in Congo with Felix, who gave his Niba the key to exploit the minerals, yet your own people are abandoned. How can you party when your own people are being slaughtered? The country is in trouble, the election is around the corner. What a shame. Black people with black sense. The worst tragedy in Africa is that if you dare stand up and speak up for what's right, you may end up regretting. The few wise and open-minded Africans who have tried to educate these fools about civilization have met the worst. They have been pushed hard on the wall, they have been silenced and others have been killed. Before I finish, let me tell Africans that before you jump and call me a racist, an anti-blacks or whatever term you may wish to use against me, first tackle runaway corruption, dreadful terrorism, tribalism, poverty, unemployment, diseases, illiteracy, ignorance, and inequality, that have put your whole continent on the verge of collapse. Hate me or love me, I don't care. I know this is the plain truth which will never see the light of the day to the cowards that are afraid to be told as it is. By Donald. J. Trump. Please share with every African and political leaders so that Africa in our own time will emerge an industrialized continent to put the Trumps and white supremacists to shame. If you read this and you are not challenged as a human, then something is seriously wrong somewhere. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Please download our application, CNT Live.